Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to declare tonight. Thank you for my joy, God. Come on, saints, say it. Thank you for my joy. Thank you for my peace, God. Thank you for the love that overwhelms me in Jesus' name. Come on, say it again. Thank you for the joy in the house, God. Thank you for the peace that you've given me, God. That you died and you've given me, God. Hallelujah. The enemy can't take it from me. Hallelujah. He has no authority and no power. You gave it to me. There's nothing that can take it from me. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on. Bless the name of Jesus. Woo! Give him glory. Amen. Come on. Amen. Let's open up the Word of God. Psalms 1. Listen, I'm going to give a praise to the Lord. One of the young men that works with me has been asking me about tithe and offerings. He don't go to church. But he says, I feel like I need to honor God. I feel like He needs, and I explained to him about offerings and tithes, and he really got pumped up about it. And as soon as he got paid, he came to me and he handed me money. He says, put that in the offering. I said, awesome. The next day we come together, we get another job. He gets done. Here, put that in the offering. Three times he came to me and told me, put this in the offering. So I told the other guys something. I was talking to them. I said, Jordan, I said, he tithes. What? They were like, what? I said, yeah, he blesses the church. He offers it to God. Are you serious? At the end of the day, both the guys I was talking to, both of them handed me money and said, here, put this in the offering. See what I mean? I mean, that's powerful, man. I mean, I said, God's going to bless you guys, man. God is going to bless you. Amen. One of them handed me a $50 bill. So I said, I said, God gets involved in the midst of it. And this is just the doorway, man. I'm telling you that to get these young men in church. Amen. Because they always make, I used to tell them, I said, the one guy used to make fun of me because he says, I said, well, I'm going to praise and worship practice. He says, you practice to worship God? I said, yeah, it kind of sounds funny. If you say it that way. Psalms 1. Amen. Let's bring it. I just want to share this because this is in my heart. I want to expand on it later some other time. But I just want to just give you a few scriptures here and just share with you about something. It's bringing it out of the unseen. Come on, say it with me. Bringing it out of the unseen. Bringing it out of the unseen. Hallelujah. That we are to bring it out of the unseen. Come on. Bring it out of the unseen. Amen. There's some things that we don't see. Come on. Sometimes it's joy. Sometimes it's peace. Sometimes it's finances. Whatever those things are, we got to bring it out of that. Amen. And I don't want to get into it, but faith is the substance of things. Hallelujah. Hope for the evidence of things not seen. And this is faith. This is the substance. This is substance. Come on, it's something I could hold on to. I grab hold of. Amen? And I just want to just break this down to you real quick. But there's a responsibility that we have as men and women of God, children of God, that there's a battle raging sometimes even within even every one of us that we understand. There's that natural and there's the spiritual. There's the old man and the new man. Amen? And they're positioning themselves. The old man has no place and no authority, only what we give them. Amen? Well, only what we give it. Amen? And I want to teach you tonight. I want to share with you tonight how that we can break that. Come on, tell someone, break it. We got to break it. Amen? We got to break it because I want, hallelujah, what's in me to come out of me into the scene and not be hidden. Amen? But to come forth out of us. And so you can look at the scriptures in Psalms 1, and it says this. I'm going to read these scriptures. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Sometimes we take counsel from our old nature. Come on, I want you to help me tonight. Sometimes we take counsel from the old nature. He says, blessed is he, the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's talking about the counsel that sometimes that old nature sometimes tries to counsel you, tries to tell you, you need to do it this way. Sometimes he tries to encourage you to give up or discourage you or whatever that thing is. He tries to counsel you. Come on. And he says, especially about things that we're used to, things that we're... And sometimes we follow it because it sounds like it's good advice. We're just going to mope around and you're going to be sad and you're going to be destroyed. Yeah, you know what? That just sounds good. I just need to just give up. Come on, help me. Amen. And he says, counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in his seat of the scornful. Don't take up that seat. Tell your neighbor, don't take that seat. But his delight, I like it, is in the law. And we're going to say, remember, because of Jesus Christ, he's given us grace. So when we see the word law right here, I want you to say word. Amen? Say word. You could just write this in your Bible. And it says, and he says he delights himself in the word. Not in the counsel of the ungodly. Come on, not in my old nature, but delights himself in the word of God. Amen? And he says, and of the Lord, and in the law, in the word doth he meditate. What? How long does he meditate? He meditates upon it day and night. Amen? So I want you to know that there's a counsel going on within me in my spirit. And as I begin to read the word of God, it begins to counsel my inside me. It begins to encourage me. It begins to quicken me. It begins to ignite me. It begins to be a testimony within me of what God has done. I shared those songs because as I was driving here, the one came on and I was sitting in my office and the other one was on and I listened to the words. Sometimes you don't really read the words. And we jump over it sometimes. But it's a powerful testimony, amen? Because it's a couple of them, the first one was talking about how that no matter where I was at, in darkness, in different places, that he called me, amen? That he never gives up on me. I could just put that on repeat. Never gives up on me. Never gives up on me. I don't know. Because it's just inside me. It counsels me. It quickens me. Come on, amen. It's the word of God translated into song. Come on, that he never gives up on me. And it encourages me. It lifts me up. Do you see what that does to your spirit? It quickens you. It strengthens you. And it sharpens that iron, amen. And then the next one was let it rain, because sometimes we go through things and we can't ignore that. Come on, we can't ignore that we go through things. Come on, amen. That I was raised in churches sometimes, not my father, but by hearing people say these things, that if things aren't going right, you probably got something in your life that you're hiding or that you're... Someone told me one time that maybe God is only willing to trust you with what you got in your wallet. I'm in trouble sometimes because usually I carry a card anyways, you know, but I'm telling you, see, I want you to know, see, that doesn't go right with my spirit. It doesn't go right with me. I want you to know that, but I want to bring out the unseen. Come on. I want my wallet to be filled all the time. Come on. I'm not saying that to get away from that or run from that, but I'm saying that that's not the facts. That's not the truth about what God sees in us. So the other song was talking about let the rain, that rain, that Lord, if circumstances do this to me, if circumstances change who I am in you. See, we got to think about this and we got to read in the Word and understand that the Word, because of circumstances, things that flare up. Come on, maybe there's odds between people. How do I respond? How do I react? I want you to see this. I want you to get hold of this. And sometimes we take counsel with what? Old man, because of fears, because of doubts, because of whatever that thing is. We trust it sometimes because it's easy to lean on. Come on, amen. So, but it says circumstances change who I am. I want you to realize this, that I want you to know that we have to realize that circumstances, they're changing us one way or the other. Either they're changing us for good or for the glory of God. You know what I'm saying? To the glory of God, in the change that's going on. I want us to recognize it. I want you to see that. I want you to evaluate it. I want you to realize what happens and how do I respond? Ask your neighbor, how do you respond? So he says this. He says in Psalms 1, I just ripped my Bible. Man, pages are getting... And it says, okay, so I want you to get this. Amen. Are you all with me? Okay. And he shall be like a tree. Wow. The one who, not the one who takes counsel or sit in the wrong seat, but he that meditates upon the word day and night, What's he going to be like? A tree. Listen to this. A tree by the rivers of water, planted. Say planted. That is a key word right there. Listen, because I want you to know circumstances will try to get you to pull up your roots and run. Come on, ain't that the easiest thing to do sometimes? Come on, when things get tough, when it gets hot, what do you want to do? I want to run. Come on, amen. But in the midst of it, I want you to know when you begin to stand, hallelujah, and those roots begin to get deeper in you, hallelujah, this is what happens to you. Come on, amen. See, we never change. Sometimes I want you to know that I just was talking to somebody a while ago, and he says, well, he says, I'm on my third marriage. He says, whatever. He says, finally, I maybe want to change. One of these wives will finally change. And I turned to him and I said, I can't let that go unanswered. I said, well, maybe it ain't them. Maybe it's you that needs to change. He said, well, I thought about that. I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's probably you. I said, because there'll be a fourth and a fifth. But unless you change, they won't change. He's like, oh, wow, yeah. But I want you to know the easiest thing to do is to run. It is. Instead of realizing that maybe I need to change. Maybe I need to change. Amen? Maybe the circumstances that come up against me, maybe they're for me to change. Maybe for the glory of God. That in the midst of it, I begin to look more like Him. Amen? That I bring out of the unseen into the seen. Come on. That I, through circumstances and situations, that if I'm staying planted in the Word, in God, and stay in that place, that no matter what, even in the midst of circumstances and situations and marriages, come on, even in my marriages, if I stay in that place and let God begin to work on me, guess what happens? It begins to cause my marriage and my relationship to groom. Amen? And this is what it'll do. I keep losing my page. He says, tree planted by the rivers of the water that brings forth his fruit. It will bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. Come on, tell your neighbor, your leaf won't wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever he does, he shall prosper. Tell your neighbor, this is the word of God. God can't lie. See, we got to stand on this. We got to take hold of it. We got to say, you're not a liar. Listen, the ungodly are not so. Like chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Listen, let's look at Jeremiah 17:7. I'm going to give you some of these scriptures. Is that all right? And he says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, in whose hope the Lord is. For he shall what? Be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out his roots by the river and shall not see when the heat comes. I want you to get this. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the day of drought. Listen, it says that when the heat comes, tell your neighbor, do you feel the heat? If you're breathing, you feel the heat. Come on, I want. Daily life brings the heat. Come on, it brings the rain. Come on, it's life happens. Life happens. And it's in the midst of that thing that my life is to bring glory to God. Hallelujah. Not run. Hallelujah. Not hide. But in the midst of it, stay rooted. Stay grounded in that. And up from that place. Hallelujah. And he says that when the heat comes. When the heat comes. And it'll come. He says when the heat comes. But the leaf shall be green. Even when it's the heat is on. Listen, I want you to know that sometimes it might not feel that, but I want you to know you're bringing out of the seen, out of the unseen to the seen. Come on. Making it a reality. That faith, come on, amen, is the substance of things hoped for. Come on, I hope, come on, that this life will bring glory to God in His image and His likeness out of my life, that I can give Him glory. But that only happens, come on, in the midst of my circumstances, what comes forth out of that place. And He says that it turns green. I want you to know, see, because I want you to know that we are the witnesses, that God says, I'll be with you, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. Come on, amen. You fear no evil, amen. Fear no evil, because I will be with you. It's in the midst of circumstances, out of the midst of that, that God will give the glory. Because people will watch you whenever things are dry, when it's hard. How do you respond? I want you to know that we don't have to do it out of, we just need to continue in God's Word, stand in that place, and eventually bring out of the unseen to the seen the reality of God working within me, that others might see the unseen God. Come on. And he says, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Now listen, when things are bad, what do? We cut back. We cut back. When things are tough financially, when it's drought, what do? You hold off a little bit. You try to prepare. But as this is what he says, neither shall you cease from yielding. Neither. He says in the year of drought, the year of restraint, neither shall you. You won't cease. You won't be careful. Amen? Shall not be careful. Shall not be careful in the day of restraint. Wow. See, that's powerful. See, because in the natural, we want to say, oh, I got to hold on to him. No. See, I want you to know that I serve a God, hallelujah, that has it all. He will bring out of the unseen into the seen. Amen? That I can declare it. I can release it. That God is not connected. I'm not going to hold on to it. I'm not going to hold on to it in a storehouse, but I'm going to release it. Amen? And say, here it is. Amen? So listen. So he says, neither shall the yielding fruit. It won't cease from yielding fruit. Wow. But the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Wow, that's powerful. But God, He tests the reins of our hearts. See, I want you to know that sometimes our hearts will fool us because we've taken counsel for so long from our own selves. Come on, amen. But only we could trust God in His Word and what He says. I hope this is helping you tonight. Isaiah 55. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now that, listen, I was sitting at home, nobody was there, and I was by myself, and I said, God, Lord, I'm really tired right now. Worked really hard today. Was on my knees, and I really didn't need to be on my knees, but I had to be on my knees all day long, laying down on the ground. So when I got home, I said, God, Lord, I really need your help tonight, because I honestly don't know where to go. I don't know. And by the time I got home till now, from 4 o'clock till now, this is what God put in my heart. So I think it's important, not only just for you, but for me. Amen. So we take hold of it, because this is truth. If we take hold of it and agree with it, Tell someone he's talking about me. Listen, I want this to encourage you. Isaiah 55, 18. Now let me go to 8, I think. Yeah. Listen to this. Let the wicked, this is in verse 7. You can read this whole thing. I got to stop. Okay. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Forsake your ways. Amen. He says, and the unrighteous man, his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. Come on, amen. Listen, a righteous man will fall 7 times. Come on, amen. But he'll get back up again. Amen. He will get back up again. It doesn't matter. Come on. Sometimes we fail. Sometimes we get frustrated with things. But we got to look at this. I want you to see this. He says, your thoughts will fail you. He says, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon you and to our God. And he will abundantly pardon For my thoughts. Tell your neighbor your thoughts. They're not his thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. He says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. He says, for as the rain comes down and snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth the bud that may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void. He says, that means ineffective. This is God's word. It will not return to me ineffective. Come on, amen. He says, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereinto I sent it. He says, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and the mountains and hills shall break forth before you singing. Are you ready for this? Come on. What did he call you? In Psalms. Trees. And what does this say next? Come on. Can you read it for me? All the trees of the field will clap their hands. Come on. Clap your hands. Man, they will break forth before you. He says, and they will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up a myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. It shall not be cut off. That's God's word. Come on, amen. And I stand on that word because God is not a liar. 1 Corinthians 15. Almost there. Is that all right? Amen? I want you guys to take hold of these words. I'm just starting to try to get some of this in me here because I want to talk about the unseen. I want to talk about bringing out of the unseen. 1 Corinthians 15. I think... 44. Listen, I want you to see that this is the reality of... This is why sometimes it's a struggle. This is why sometimes it's a struggle. That when the heat comes, how we react. I want you to see this. He says, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man was who? Adam. Was made a living and soul. He was a living soul. And the last Adam, say Jesus, was made a quickening spirit. You get that? So, I'm going to keep going here because this is good. How about that? It was not first which is spiritual. It was not first which is spiritual, but it was what? It was natural. So the natural and then the spiritual. Okay? Jesus was spiritual and then natural. Walked in the flesh. And he says, but which is natural? And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth. He's earthy. Come on, say dirtbag. It says it right here. I just translated it. It says he's a dirtbag. He says, and he'll always fail you. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen. He is the Lord from heaven. He's Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory. And he says, and as is earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as the heaven, such are they that are also in heavenly. And as we are born the image of the earthy, we also bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah. Come on, that's the unseen. That's the unseen. I might bear the natural image. Come on. In the natural. But inside me, Christ in me. The hope of glory. He says, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall bear the image. We shall bear the image of the heavenly. We shall. This is the word of God. He declares it. That listen to me. If you stand on this word, if you take hold of this word and you walk on it, but we got to ask questions of ourselves this. And as we are born, this is now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth the corruption inherit the incorruption. And I wrote these two things down. What's driving you? Adam? Christ. Every one of us sometimes are influenced because he says, do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Sit in the seat of the scornful. So listen, or what are you feeding? Am I feeding Adam or Christ? And what do I mean by that? Because I will feed the flesh by how I respond. Come on, amen? How I respond to the counsel of my flesh. Simplest thing is whenever something's happening to me, how do I react? How do I respond to it? When somebody upsets me, is my flesh, am I feeding my flesh in the midst of that? Or am I stepping back and let the Spirit, walking in the Spirit and letting the Spirit of God direct me and guide me and be the way in the midst of this situation? I'm here to help you and realize that every one of us are learning to do this. We make it a habit. We begin to make it something we begin to do. We talked about this before, that you do something long enough, then it's a habit. And then after it becomes a habit, and then it becomes routine, it'll be a natural thing. And then you will bring out of the unseen to the seen the image of Christ. But it's what the Spirit of God working within me. So it's in the midst of circumstances, that in the midst of things, what comes up? What am I feeding? What am I putting out on my table? Am I feeding Adam or am I feeding Christ? And the Bible says the Spirit feeds Spirit. The Word. Listen, I want you to know that that's why it's so important for our prayer life. Because listen to me, I want you to know that, see, I declare when I pray His Word. Thy will be done. We have to declare His Word. Not my circumstance. But I feed on His Word, what He says. And when I declare that, something's lifted up, just like we did tonight when we sang those songs. Something happened within me. I'm lifted up. There's something exchanged there. And guess who you're feeding? The Spirit man. Come on, amen. The Spirit man is being fed in the midst. That's why I tell people it's so important to be in worship. It's so important to be in the Word. Because you become challenged. You become driven. You become lifted up in the midst of this because you're feeding Spirit with Spirit. I get enough of the world's counsel. We see it all the time. Get on Facebook. It's everywhere. Everybody's opinion. What is right? What is not? I need to know. I need to be sure in my spirit, in the Word of God, to know what's truth. And that I'm connected with it, with my spirit. That I respond to it in the spirit that I'm saying. My spirit saying, man, that ain't right. Or that ain't right. That ain't right. Or come on, amen. That inside me, a spirit says yes and amen. Am I making sense? So we ask, what is being fed? So that Adam nature, that old man, he's dead. He's dead. Come on, amen. Tell your neighbor he's dead. The Bible says not to have to talk to the dead. But sometimes we take counsel in the dead, that old nature. How did Chris used to respond to this situation? Fear or doubts or whatever that is. Every one of us. But we're learning that, listen, I'm not going to go through this life without learning something, saying, listen, I need to take hold of this right now. That I don't have to repeat it again next year. Come on, amen. I don't want to repeat it again. But I want to be mature through this thing. I want to reflect His image and likeness. So I want you to know that whenever it is important for us, whenever we respond to people, we react to people, whatever that is, we have to make sure that the Spirit is being fed. Come on, amen? Not the carnal man. Not that old nature. I wrote this down, natural and spiritual. The natural is seen. It's Adam. It is a living soul. The Spirit is the unseen. It's Christ, and it's a quickening spirit. Quickening spirit. Wow. See, I want you to know that, listen, when I respond in the flesh, it doesn't do anything. It just keeps piling up. You know what I'm saying? But when you respond in the Spirit, something happens. Something quickens within me. Wow. It's easy not to repeat it. Amen. Hebrews 11. Ready for this? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. This is what we talked about. It's the substance of things hoped for. This is the Word of God. It's substance. I want you to know that I want, in situations that we go through, there's something within me that there's a faith that has been given to me from God that I have a responsibility to cherish. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. I have no faith. You need to hear the Word of God. Listen, if that's the only scripture that you have, faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. Faith cometh. So for me to have hope, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not based upon what I don't see. Come on, amen. It's not that. See, because the old nature, he thrives on what he could see, what he could put his hand on. Do you remember Cain, or do you remember Esau? He sold his birthright for something that he could see. He couldn't see his birthright. He couldn't see his place. He couldn't see that. But Jacob, he seen the unseen. He didn't go about it the right way. We can talk about that some other time. He learned deception from his mother. That's why we got to be careful what we teach our kids, because they take hold of it. Amen. Sometimes we do it for their good or for God. I've seen a lot of preachers do a lot of things for God and really mess people up. How many of you guys know that 9/11 was done in the name of God? Those men died for the God they believed in. What they did, they thought was truth. See, with that natural man, he'll lie to you. That's selfish. But when you read the Word of God, you realize that's not truth. Come on, amen? And unfortunately, sometimes people do a lot of things and they hurt a lot of people. They terrorize people, even in America, with what they think is truth. And the Bible says Jesus wasn't recognized, that his image was marred. Do you know why? Because he took the beating that represented sin. And because of that sin, lie, evil, injustice, he took the beating, and because of it, his image was marred. Listen, I want you to know only the truth reveals who he is. So I want you to know that when my reflection, if I mar his image, when I speak out of the natural man and not the spirit. Come on, amen. Don't look somber. It's good news. Come on. Good news? It's good news, amen. This helps us and strengthens us. He says, now faith is substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence of things. Faith. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. It was framed by the Word of God. And that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God an excellent sacrifice, and Cain, by which he obtained witness. And we can go in on that. That's a whole other story. But what did he do? Cain, he offered what he built with his own hands, with his own strength. What came out of that? Adam nature. Come on, amen. What he tilled on the ground and how he worked it up and he tried, grew it on his own. But Abel, come on, amen. He offered the righteous sacrifice, because he offered a lamb. Amen. He offered a sacrifice, the blood, and it was covering. It spoke of something. It spoke of his word. Amen. What his word declared. So no matter what I try to give, if I don't give out of what God declares, it's even on our prayer life. If I don't pray back to God, amen, that God receives our word, that word, that he only hears his word, that his word goes forth. And as he hears that word, it returns. He says, my word will not return to me void. My word will not return to me void. So we stand in that word. We're not movable. Amen. Almost done. 2 Corinthians 4:7. This actually was my first scripture, and the other ones came along after. 2 Corinthians 4:17. I think you all know this. He says, for our light affliction, come on, say the rain, which is but for a moment, It worketh for you far more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. It's working within us. He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Come on, say amen to that. But the things that are eternal, they are eternal. Come on, they're forever. And I just began to think about this. I began to think that, man, that I want when I leave this place to be at a place that I don't even know the voice of Adam anymore. Because the way I leave this place is eternal. It's eternal. The image that I carry, come on, I want you to see this. I want you to take hold of this and grab hold of this. That's heavy. But I want that image to be in me, that Christ image, that I don't recognize nothing else. There's nothing else that's recognizable but Christ in me. Christ in me. Because listen, it says right here, it says, while we look not at things, he says, because that which is seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. They're eternal. They don't end. They're without end. John 8:22. Two scriptures and I'm done. Hey, Randy, can you cue up that last part of that song? Holy, 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 holy. Just that last part. Where am I at? What did I say? John. You all right? Yay! Do you know this is why it's so important for us to recognize something? Is to realize that this is why Paul says that I see nobody, I don't look at others except Christ. See, I'm not going to try to recognize or talk to the Adam in each one of us. But I'm going to bring out the Christ. I'm going to speak to the Christ. Because all that other stuff, I could talk about Adam all day long and tell you about the sin, this, that. But I want you to know that he's the result. Amen? He is the answer for the situation. I preach Christ. There's a lot of churches around. They can tell you what they don't believe in. But they can't tell you what they believe in. I know a lot of Christians that can say what they don't, and they'll tell you what they don't believe in. It's mostly everything you're doing. And you're doing. Because they don't have that problem, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? They don't have that struggle. So that's why Paul said it's so important to take hold of that. What does he mean? He says that it doesn't mean you don't overlook it. If someone does something that's wrong, you don't confront it or deal with it. But you don't stand there and focus on that. You focus on Christ in them. You focus on Christ because that's salvation. Amen? That's what you get from me. I promise you. Amen? Sometimes, yeah, all right, listen. James 8, listen, this is power. I love this because this is really good because Jesus says this. And you ready? And he says, John 8, where am I at? John 8, 22. Here we go. Holy, holy. Hang on, guys, I'm sorry. Is it 8? Why did I think it was 8:22? Hang on. It's here somewhere. It's in here. It's got to be 8. Nope, it's not 8:22. Hang on. Come on. Jeez. It's in here. And you're going to love it. I got to find it, guys. Seriously. Are you all right for a second? All right. Nope, I can't find it. No, it's... Well, listen, here's the story. Here's the justice whole... Huh? Yeah. Let me just go by what I know. Here's Jesus. He comes up and there was a man that was blind. You know the story that Jesus, he took what was in the... He spit in his hands and he took the dirt, the ground, come on, the earth. Amen. I want you to see something. I want you to see something powerful here. This was the DNA of heaven. Come on, amen? The DNA of heaven. That He's working within us. Come on, He's working with flesh. This is an earthen vessel. Come on, amen? This is powerful. He's taken that and He mixes it together. This was what happened. He says that the Spirit will overcome the flesh. And He says He put it in, He wiped it on His eyes. He was blind. He couldn't see. He was unable to see. And as Jesus, and when He had spoken, He says, He spat on the ground. He says, and He made clay and He anointed His eyes, the blind man. Next verse. This is it. Why did I get that? And Jesus said, go wash your pool. It says, and he interprets, he says, went his way. He says, wash his eyes. Next verse. Next verse. Is this the right one? Next verse. Next verse. You know what? I'm sorry. Okay, let me just tell you the version. You all know this, but... So he took it, and he says, and he... Sorry, Randy. And he... I don't want to get distracted, because this is good. And he said he prayed, and he laid hands on his eyes. And he says, and his eyes were open. And as he seen... Come on. As he seen, as he received the Word of God, as he received the Word of God, it says that he says, what do you see? And what did he see? He says, men as trees. See, I want you to know that, listen, forgive me, theologist, but here's the thing that gets me. Jesus didn't make a mistake. He didn't miss it. See, because I want you to know, because Jesus, as soon as he did that, he said, good. Now that I touched your spirit, I could touch your flesh. Now that I touch the unseen, come on, amen, I will make it the seen. Come on, amen. I will bring out of you what's in you. So he laid hands on him and he spoke it and he's seen his trees. And when he did it again, he says, oh, I see people walking around. He says, I want you to see what I see. Our thoughts aren't his thoughts. Come on. The way that we see aren't the way that he sees. Come on. That's why we need to be in the Word. That's why we need to take hold of it. Stand on it and agree with it. We need to take hold of heaven in this flesh and agree with it. Amen. That it doesn't become void. Last verse. Romans 4:17. I promise you that's what it is. If not, you call me a liar. Yes, it is. And as it was written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. He believed even God. He couldn't see it. Remember this, guys? Come on. Do you remember Abraham? He says, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Abraham had faith. Substance of things hoped for. Come on. He didn't see it. Come on. He couldn't have kids. He wasn't able to have kids at the time. He's old. Everything was talking against him. But he believed the Word of God. He stood in the Word of God. And listen, as it began to... He didn't see the fullness of it. He never seen the fullness of it. The full reality of it. Until he went to the other side. And I promise you, he's seen it. That's what's powerful. So he says this, and he says, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things. He quickened Adam, or Abraham. He quickened him. And Abraham responded to the Word. He responded to the Word. That's what we got to do. You got to respond to the Word. Don't hesitate. Take hold of it. Grab it. Don't let it go. Day and night. And then he says, he believed even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Bringing the unseen to the seen. Faith, substance, the evidence of things not seen. Come on, faith. Come on, is the substance of things Just grab hold of that. Amen. Just take hold of that. That's what I hope for. I stand on. I have that faith within me. So encourage it in the Word. We get a hold of it. So I want you tonight, as we just worship, finish this. This is last part of this song. I want to sing it again, because just let it get within us. Take hold of it and come into agreement right now. Amen. Let's just stand to our feet. Amen.